This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1442. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded January 6th, specials from Africa, New Guinea, Canada, shortwave service news from France, Lithuania, Ukraine, Austria, Syria, USA, VOA relay from Korea, Hot DX from Philippines and Colombia, CBS Radio purges personalities, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. More about monitoring Guinea in the wake of the coup there on their only known shortwave frequency, 7125. We haven't heard it much in North America, but Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says 7125 seems to be a little better audio and modulation-wise from mid-morning to post-noon where he is, but it's still too weak. However, in São Paulo, Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich says he heard Conakry January 3rd at 0850 to 0944 with tribal xylophone sounding musical selections, announcements, and talk about the music, a low modulation level, and he says progressively deteriorating until nearly dead at 0943. On the shortwave programs list, Scott Walker in Pennsylvania says if you enjoy classic highlife music from Nigeria, I recommend the program Time for High Life from VON. I've been receiving this on Saturdays at 19:30 UT on 15120. Signal has been better lately, and the audio problems have been corrected. They've stopped playing old tapes and have been producing new shows with better audio quality. The content is all good music with commentary, providing some history on the artists. And then after that half-hour show, tune in Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America, Saturday at 20 UT on 13710 or 11975, and you have a total of a sesquiaire of good Afro-pop music. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica enjoys a different program during the previous half-hour at 19:30, The Voice of America, French service to Africa via Bonaire on 15225. He says the host apparently is a big fan of the big O, Otis Redding, playing a lot of that soul music, which is also one of Raul's all-time favorites. However, he says apparently they have not properly mixed down the stereo to mono recordings, as the horn section was barely audible. Time for another periodic reminder about one of the rarest of shortwave broadcast stations, meaning that it's hardly ever picked up by anyone outside the country, Radio ICDI in the Central African Republic. I got another newsletter from Jim Hocking of the station, where the missionary organization does a lot more than just run a radio station. That reminds us to look for it, especially on UT Mondays around 0500, when Radio Marti and the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command are in a truce on the frequency it uses, 6030, but there's still other interference. For the record, I'll mention some New Year's Eve monitoring, although you can't repeat it now if it involves extended transmissions, and the situation might be different a year from now. The station I enjoyed hearing most was Chad on 4905, although I've heard it at other times since they do have a high-power transmitter, but on December 31st they stayed on past their usual sign-off at 2230 UT for another 50 minutes. Ran a speech apparently by the leader of the country, first in French at 2300 and then translated into Arabic before finally closing at 2322 with a military band playing the anthem. The day before, Guy Atkins was shivering in a DX yurt at Grayland Beach State Park on the Washington coast, and he also picked up Chad on 4905, but it was via Long Path, which is quite a haul, between 1550 and 1645 UT, December 30th. He heard Chad's distinctive balafon interval signal at 1630 UT. Actually, it was underneath Tibet's Holy Tibet English service on 4905, getting both Tibet and Chad at the same time, thanks to a tip from Walt Salmaniv, who was also on a de-expedition to the Queen Charlotte Islands. Back to New Year's Eve, Ron Howard in California was monitoring Zambia on 5915, along with Mark Schievelbein in Missouri. Ron was hearing it UT January 1st at 0146 to 0217, earlier than their usual sign-on of 0240. They had a call-in program with high life music and unusual hymn-like singing. Mark says the music was still going on at 0345 rather than normal programming. I also listened to Radio Cairo in Egypt, fully aware that I would be encountering strong signals but very little modulation. Furthermore, the English service at 22 UT on 6255, when it was midnight in Cairo, the new year starting, completely ignored it. So I quickly tuned to their Arabic frequency, 6290. They were 33 seconds late, but they had a countdown in English before the late time signal, misleading countless Egyptians and others about when the year really began. Jari Savolainen in Finland tells DX Listening Digest for about a week, as of January 5th, the South African transmitter on 3345 has been putting out a strong harmonic on 6690 during the AWR English program at 18 to 1830 UT. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports another very rare one on 4750 Dynamis Radio in Mukono, Uganda, at low-power missionary station. Heard December 30th from 1840 until off at 1902 UT, closing abruptly after some religious ballads and announcement in a vernacular, but earlier they did have something in English. Though confused with other stations on the frequency a bit earlier, such as Bangladesh, about which more later. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports the Eritrean clandestine Voice of Peace and Democracy via Radio Ethiopia on 7165, January 2nd on the air between 0357 and 0430 in Tigrinya, parallel to 9556.2 variable, which did not come on until 0413. The service is scheduled for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. DX Mix News in Bulgaria has news about some schedule changes for other clandestines for the Horn of Africa. On behalf of TDP, Voice of Meselna Delina in Tigrinya is at 1730 to 18 UT on 9610 via Samara, Russia, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. That's an additional transmission. While Jinbot 7 Radio in Amharic has changed frequencies again, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 17 to 1730 on 7485 and 9610 via Samara, replacing 9880 and 11530, which in turn replaced earlier 12120 and 15350. Well, we can only hope the Ethiopians keep up with all the new frequencies. Roberto Pavanello in Italy reports the EOTC Holy Synod Radio from Los Angeles to Ethiopia at 16 UT, December 29th, on 15195. According to Ike Bierwirt's schedules, this is on Mondays only at 16 to 17 UT via Samara, Russia. But there's a companion program on Sundays only at the same time and frequency called Addis Dimts Radio. And one more, this via DX Mix News in Bulgaria. The ELF, I think that's Ethiopian Liberation Front, or is it Eritrean, has changed frequency from 6145 to 11835 via Now in Germany, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday at 17 to 18 UT. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has been hearing an unlisted Russian language broadcast after 17 UT on 5790. Finally got word from a source in Russia, Valentin, that it is the BBC with a new service. Following the DRM transmissions, which end at 17 on that frequency, DX Mix News in Bulgaria says it's via Rampisham, and actually it's from 17 to 18 UT daily, and extended on weekends until 2100, and replaces 5990. In the British DX Club, Dave Kinney says, although Radio Netherlands no longer broadcasts to Europe in English, two frequencies can be heard here with good reception. They're for South Asia, at 14 to 15 UT, 9345 via Tashkent, and from 14 to 16, 5825 via Dushanbe, Tajikistan. Idun Ritz reminds us about the low-power DRM test being carried out on longwave in Denmark, 243 kilohertz. It was originally a 300 kilowatt AM transmitter, which is kept in working order, but currently on that frequency, they're just testing with DRM. It had been only 34 watts, but now they've raised power to a mighty 200 watts, and listeners' reports are much appreciated to info@bsd.dk. I doubt if that will be DX'd transatlantically, but Sylvain No in Quebec reports on the Medium Wave DX group that he was hearing DRM on 177 kHz. That's from Germany at 0135 UT, a strong and definite signal, interfering with Morocco on 171. However, he wasn't set up to receive DRM apparently. I wonder if someone who is would actually be able to demodulate it. DRM on long wave all the way from Germany to North America. There's been quite a controversy at Deutsche Welle over whether their Chinese service is partial to the Chinese communists. A lot of press about this in German, thanks to Kai Ludwig, who has explained some of what's been going on. You can read more about it in DX Listening Digest 8132 via worldofradio.com. Just one item from Epoch Times, which of course is in league with Sound of Hope and the Falun Gong. They say Chinese dissident Wei Jingsheng says that a Xinhua report verifies that the editors of Deutsche Welle's Chinese service have a direct relationship with China's Communist Party, closer than the relationship with their German employer. Clear evidence, they claim, that Deutsche Welle's Chinese service has been infiltrated. Among the many services in jeopardy, Russian from Radio France International. Now, via KimAndrewElliott.com, Sergey S. translated an announcement from RFI's Russian service saying that it had its own Christmas miracle. A petition to save their short and medium wave service reached President Sarkozy, the Prime Minister, the Minister of Culture, and all deputies of the National Council, after which it was announced that the decision to shut down the Russian service was under consideration, but that broadcasts would continue until the end of 2011. Here's a surprise. Obviously, it was done without prior notice in order to avoid a protest campaign. David Kristol in Israel phoned Mike Baraclough to say that he had heard Radio Vilnius announce that as of January 1st, they would no longer use shortwave. And there was nothing special about their final shortwave program, but they would continue to broadcast on the Internet. The live program would be at 1900 UT, and others would be available on demand. So we can mark out Radio Vilnius in our schedules from 7325. Kai Ludwig says it's a sheer cost-saving measure. They had to cut €500,000 of expenses, forcing them to sacrifice shortwave. Medium wave 666 has also been reduced, and they may be ended as well. Wolfgang Bischel adds that the shortwave service was for 720,000 Lithuanian nationals in North America and immigrants in Western Europe. Furthermore, some other transmissions via Lithuania ceased, such as the Ratsia shortwave service for Belarus, at least temporarily suspended due to budget priorities, but were expected to be on the air again by spring at the latest. Also interrupted were the relays of Iran via Lithuania. Chris Lewis was not hearing the 1930 broadcast on 6115 for the first few days of January, but they were back as of January 5th, says Wolfgang Buschel, as well as the mighty KBC at 2130 on 6055. Radio Ukraine International had warned us that the extra frequencies they added a couple of months ago might last only until the end of the year, and that has proven to be the case. No longer to be heard on 15635 or 9785 or 7285. 6020 was also an additional one during certain hours, according to Alexei Gorov of Radio Ukraine International on his DX program and via OpenDX and Dario Monferini. But we still have the English broadcasts as usual at 01 and 04 UT on 7440. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1442. Check our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks for financial support go to Rodney Scribner in Maine, who sent a check in the mail in memory of Radio for Peace International to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Croatia puts a mixing product around 5 megahertz. It's the shortwave frequency 6165 minus the medium wave frequency from a transmitter right next to it, namely 1134 kilohertz, which means the spur is on 5031, and therefore proves that both transmitters are now at Dijanovic. According to monitoring by Gunter Lorenz, traveling in Italy via BCDX. We've been reporting that Austrian radio was closing down its English broadcasts on shortwave, if not shortwave altogether. But this turns out not to be completely true. Someone whose real name and location are unknown, signing as GCEROW, posted on the Primetime Shortwave Yahoo group January 6th. The Austrian National Radio Service is still transmitting a 4-minute news service in English, heard at midnight 45 UT. Kerry Skyring or Murray Hall giving the daily news summary. Frequency not mentioned, but I suppose it must be 7325. Check the other previous broadcasts of Austria, such as 13675 via Canada. Maybe there's English there too at 1645 and or 1615. Radio Bulgaria's Spanish DX program January 4th reported that Syria has apparently closed down its shortwave broadcasts. But that is also incorrect. We've had a number of reports of Radio Damascus on 9330 during the past week. However, as the head of the Damascus Listeners Club, Chris Janssen in Belgium, says, it is on the air, but the modulation is barely audible. He was hearing German at 18 UT and French at 19, and also Czech for English at 21 to 22. The new calendar year always brings about some changes in scheduling, even though it's right in the middle of the shortwave broadcasting season, B08 in this case, or also applying to international medium wave. One of the unexpected developments is that the Voice of America has started relays via HLKX, 1188 kilohertz in South Korea. That's the Far East Broadcasting Company's missionary transmitter. But they've sold a lot of time to VOA in order to reach North Korea. First reported by S. Hasegawa in Japan as of January 1st, who in turn quotes Toru Yamashita of the Asian Broadcasting Institute. The VOA Korean broadcast is at 1330 to 1500 on 1188 kilohertz. Further monitoring found that they're also carrying VOA in English from 1100 to 1230, Chinese at 1230 to 1330. And I found out that the medium wave frequency they've been using, trying to reach North Korea all the way from Mongolia, 1350, has consequently been reduced. It's carrying VOA Korean until 1330, starting at 1200, then a gap, and Radio Free Asia in Korean at 15 to 19 and 21 to 22. But that's not all. Apparently this is a controversial decision. S. Hasegawa refers to a story in Korean published by another religious broadcaster there, CBS, the Christian Broadcasting System, telling about how the VOA relays may violate the law. So we'll see if these continue. Bill Harms in Maryland says KBS already relays foreign broadcasters on shortwave and the American forces on AM and FM. For some reason, they're making a distinction because this is the VOA and because it is in Korean and going to the north. I guess they don't want to stir up trouble with their brothers north of the DMZ. From his QCID expedition in British Columbia, Walt Salmaniv says, it's not often reported, but perfectly audible in the clear, the morning broadcast of Shokaze from Japan to North Korea at 2030 UT on 6045, even though it's at local noontime where he is, the signal can make it on 49 meters in midwinter. Supratik Sanatani in India tells us that the 4750 transmitter from Bangladesh is off the air. He was not hearing it, so contacted the senior engineer in Dhaka, who said 4750 is in trouble. There is no other shortwave transmission for the home service, so please try medium wave 693. There is another shortwave frequency, however, for the external service, Bangladesh Petar. Mike Barraclough in the World EX Club England reports 7250 is a clear channel from 1330 when Vatican signs off. Then Bangladesh is in Nepali, heard until sign off at 1345. So far, we've mentioned two stations on 4750, Uganda and Bangladesh, but wait, there's more. Guy Atkins in Washington reports from his de-expedition. RRI Makassar, Indonesia, 4750. A real mess on the frequency, however, around 13 UT with two Chinese stations dominating and Makassar in the background. However, at 1500, Indonesia was in the clear. Iwao Nagatani in Japan reports a very rare one, Philippine Broadcasting Service on 6170.5. January 4th in Tagalog at 0956 and ID in English at 1000. Better signal on January 5th at 0835 with English language music. Sometimes interruptions in the signal. ID at 0846 as DZRM, which is on 780 kilohertz. There's not much info about this in the usual references. Missing from PWBR. WRTH does list it, but no info on the power, while their other frequency is 250 watts on 9619 or 9580, which has also not been reported in a long time. Ron Howard in California was monitoring Papua New Guinea on their New Year's Eve, December 31st, on the air long past the usual sign-off of 14 UT. The one heard latest was 3385 Radio East New Britain until 1638. Others were still on the air past 1500 on the 90 and 75 meter bands. Solomon Islands is being widely reported on 9541.53. Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing it at 2110 UT January 1st. Actually, nothing much but a carrier, but that very unusual frequency points to Solomon's. He was listening again on January 4th, around 0700, and was definitely hearing it. Ron Howard in California says it was audible as early as 0455 UT on January 5th. And it's also reported by Adan Gonzalez in Venezuela at 0754 UT January 3rd. Citizen advisors to President Obama are voting on thousands of topics for his consideration. Among them, should Radio Marti be abolished, says Clara Listensprechen. You'll find this and much more at the transition website, change.gov. Julian Santiago in Mexico says that XEQM 6105 variable in Merida had been missing for about 10 days, but he's been hearing it again even in the daytime since January 2nd. In addition to its transmitter problems, Radio Verdad in Guatemala lost its website, at least temporarily. Magdiel Cruz says a substitute site has been set up where you can access their audio stream. It's Radio Verdad Guatemala, one word, .blogspot.com. On the Kodish list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports hearing a pirate testing Radio Juventud on January 3rd, and since he still had their phone number, inquired about the situation. It seems they have three crystals, 5555, 5585, and 5590, although they may not be precise, and he was going to test again between 23 and 01 UT around 5588. Acker Peterson in Denmark checked this out and was hearing what he thinks was that station on 5554.99, January 5th into 6th, between 2305 and midnight 50 with 300 watts. Radio Juventud is in Pasto, Nariño Department. Marcelo Villela-Bigeni in Paraná tells us that Radio Tupi Curitiba has changed its name to Super Radio del Zé Amor on 6060 variable, 9565 and 11765. Well, that may be the only ID heard since apparently the time has been sold out to that organization, although we suspect the name of the station may still be officially Radio Tupi, as does Christa Brunstrom. VOA's Ukrainian service got a reprieve last August, but it's off the air from shortwave as of December 31st, according to a notice on the VOA website first spotted by Dragan Lekic in Serbia. Furthermore, the VOA Urdu service has dropped its shortwave frequencies, still on medium wave, according to Dragan Lekic. And I wonder if there are some other languages which will come up missing. As a program rather than a station, World of Radio does not offer QSL cards, but Mark Schiffelbein reminds us that one of the stations which carries World of Radio does offer a special QSL for World of Radio, but only if you hear it on WRMI 9955 and report directly to WRMI. Still wondering about the identity of that radio teletype intruding on the 25-meter band 11687.5. Andy Reid in Ontario says an old confidential frequency list from years ago shows NAA in Cutler, Maine on that frequency. That's the U.S. Navy station, but that may no longer be the case. It's Orgy Month again at WHRB in Harvard. Excellent programming. All the details for this webcasting station at their website, www.whrb.org. All during January, not only classical, but other genres of music. We miss having a marker on 7335, but time signals from CHU Canada accomplished their frequency change a bit earlier than expected, December 31st from 2235 on 7850. A complete five-hour concert of Benny Goodman at Carnegie Hall from 1938 is a special program on CFCM 740 Toronto plus webcast January 18th, 2009, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to Brian Smith and Fred Waterer for that info. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 6th. ANK indices only 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, except for a peak to 10 and 4 January 28th. Solar flux steady at 70 through February 2nd. And that's World of Radio number 1442. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will hear me again next week.